Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Now, diabetes is one of the top health challenges that we face today in America. We know that. And we used to have type 2 diabetes called adult onset. And I'll talk about that now because our young people are being diagnosed so often. One out of three of our young people under the age of 11 right now are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So it's really becoming almost an epidemic. And they did a study, actually a survey, and they're saying that most diabetes patients won't change their lifestyle. And I find that amazing. And I'll tell you, in the clinical setting, in a traditional primary care office, it's unbelievable to see. It really is. And we have diabetes educators. You know, the RDs, the registered dietitians, are kind of the new breed nutritionist, or the title nutritionist has kind of just been loosely used over the years. And the American Dietetic Association, which I'm a huge fan of, by the way, now has registered dietitians and licensed nutritionists in almost 46 states. There's only several states that just don't do either one. And they really come on board, and they have different board certifications and different specialties like oncology, nutrition, pediatric nutrition, sports nutrition. And it's really a great coming field. So if you go to someone based on nutrition, make sure they're at least qualified in that area. Registered dietitian, licensed dietitian, at some level, board certified in nutrition, something that you can count on. So they're not just winging it off of some book they read on a weekend. Very important. However, most people, the diabetes educators now, usually have these credentials. They're in the hospitals. They work with private clinics. And they've done a survey, and they found that even with all this education and people that are just ready to walk with you, take you by the hand, and help, people still don't want to change. And even though they know that their eating habits, their lifestyle habits, have put them in the situation of having diabetes, which can lead to unbelievable issues within our health, like chronic renal disease, kidney failure, losing toes and limbs, neuropathy, which is a nerve pain that goes down the leg into the feet or into the hands, and all these different situations that can happen as a result of diabetes, and people die of it. You know, it's a progressive disease. But the amazing part about diabetes is it's reversible if we're willing to change our lifestyle. And that's the key. So you have to ask the question, do you want to get well? It really is the question. And they basically asked that question to a survey of people. They said 9 out of 10 of these people, it was like 3,000 people that they checked with, they knew that their obesity aggravated or caused diabetes. Yet 7 out of 10 said they were not willing to change. Really? I mean, think about that. So you know that you're the disease you're dealing with, the health challenge, as I like to call it. You know that your lifestyle put you in that spot, right? So everybody, most of these people knew that their lifestyle choices, eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time, inactivity, whatever it might be, put them in this type of situation where now they have a disease which is one of the top three diseases that we're seeing in America today. Yet they don't want to do anything about it. It's like cancer. You get the diagnosis of cancer, and everybody freaks out. Why? Because you've got to deal with the potential of dying, depending on the stage and the level. You've got to deal with the potential of chemotherapy, of radiation, treatment that may or may not work. But then you have something like diabetes, which all you have to do is control getting your butt off the couch and exercising, changing the way that you eat, modifying your lifestyle, and it might go, well, there's not just might, it probably will reverse itself. Some people argue that with me, but it's true, because the bottom line is, if your hemoglobin A1C, that's a big blood test, and the A1C marker, they're saying now at about 7.0, but it's really, there's an argument between 6.5 is the number, kind of the foundational number, or 7.0. And let's say you're, to have diabetes, let's say you're in 9.0 on that A1C blood test, okay? And let's say you modify, you lose 30 pounds, you radically change your eating habits, you start exercising, and all of a sudden your A1C goes down to 5.8, you don't have diabetes anymore. I mean, on paper. So the reality is that it can change, literally. Blood sugar levels go down around 85, and you're rocking and rolling, and then your physician works with you, potentially. Let's say you're taking metformin or glucophage or glyburide or Actos or some of the medicines out there that are standardly used for diabetes. And then all of a sudden you come down to a place where you decide that you want to get well. You make these changes, and you become the top 2% of America that says, okay, I'm willing to make a change. Because they did a survey, and obviously people don't want to change. They prefer, listen to this, they said they prefer a pill to exercise and diet. And 5% of them said that they don't even care either way. It's sad. The reason it's sad is because, think about this. Let's say you're 45 and you get diagnosed with diabetes. And you get into a place where you have kids. They need you to be healthy. They're looking at you to be a role model. But are you really making a difference? I mean, if you're one of these people that just say, I don't care, it just doesn't matter to me, I would rather have a pill, I'll just take my medicine and hope for the best. So eating donuts and junk food got you into this mess. So let me see. You're going to take a pill to manage the fact that you won't stop eating donuts and junk food, which made you into a position where you're having diabetes. That doesn't even make sense at all. That is the most selfish decision I've ever heard of in my life. And you know what's so sad about that to me? That really breaks my heart, because I have a passion for this. Obviously, that's why I'm on the radio all the time. It's because people can live a better life. And I've seen kids lose their parents over this. When you see an 11-year-old child cry because their parents are dying, you'll get a little passionate too. Maybe your child has. Maybe you have it. Maybe your child has come to you and said, Mom, I don't want you to be sick. And maybe you have a food addiction. And maybe you need to change. Because your life is not about you. It's not. It's very selfish to think it is. It's about all those around you. It's about what you're called to do in this life. And when you've been given a disease, especially one that doesn't have that much of a genetic link, it has some, but not that much that you can't overcome it. It's not like type 1 diabetes. You don't have to pay for it. It's like giving you a brand new car. All you have to do is take care of it. Vacuum it, clean it, wax it, park it in the shade. That's all you have to do. And the great thing about it is, if your car is all tarnished and beat up, you can restore it. And it can look brand new again. But no one can make that decision for you. And when I read a study like this about all these people that don't care, that they just want a pill over taking responsibility, it really breaks my heart. Because I see so many people that could have a better life. And I'm talking to you, because you can have a better life. We can live the extraordinary life and the freedom that we deserve, but we have to be willing to take responsibility. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6 and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
With, remember, the body can get sick, you can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about those choices we make. And it doesn't matter if you need to lose 30 pounds or 10 pounds, or maybe you just don't feel good. You don't have the energy levels that you used to. Three keys to get your life back in order. And this is what we teach. I mean, really, at the end of the day, these are the three basic ones. And there's some more details, but you have to think better, get your attitude right, the way you think, your mindset, eat better, and move better. Those three, if we get those in line, we can have a powerful lifestyle and live an amazing, amazing life. And it's that simple. But we get stuck and we get in a rut and we feel like we can't really make those things happen. And there's one reason after another of why it can't happen. And we have to really focus on building a good, solid game plan. That is what it's all about. Email brought to you by American Pharmacy. You can check them out at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And we've got, again, if you've never heard of American Pharmacy, we talk about them a lot. Great company. If you simply get all your supplies at your local pharmacy, American Pharmacy will actually send their products to you. They ship it. Great customer service. So no more standing in the long lines at your pharmacy at the local area. You just call up American Pharmacy and they will definitely send everything to you. They've got all kinds of supplies, natural solutions for your health challenges, and at prices that no one can beat. Powerful. Check them out, AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. Rachel in Louisville, Kentucky says, my dad's 78. He has severe neuropathy from diabetes, and his doctor has him on certain medications. We've been wondering if there's anything else he can be doing to help the situation. There are things he can do. I mean, first of all, you want to make sure his eating habits are right. If he doesn't have a nutritionist or someone working with him, the eating habits when you're dealing with diabetes is the first and foremost. It is absolutely essential to be able to get your body where it needs to be. I mean, hands down. The other big piece of this that you want to focus on is, and this is really important, but when you're dealing with diabetes and neuropathy, that B6, which is a certain vitamin, vitamin B6, is a version of pyridoxine. When you get B6 levels where they need to be, then most medical text and the research will tell you that works very well. But then also from a relief standpoint, if you'll call the folks at American Pharmacy, go to AmericanPharmacyCompany.com, give them a call. They'll actually have a free neuropathy cream that they'll send you. And you can just go to the website, give them a call. They'll actually mail it to you. Costs you nothing. And a lot of relief can be used by that neuropathy cream. Pretty amazing. So I would give those folks a call there at American Pharmacy and check that out. But remember, eating habits with diabetes is everything. So multiple meals throughout the day, at least three, but it's even better to have a couple of snacks in between. And make sure your proteins, your fats, so the proteins are lean quality, and also chicken, fish, beef, eggs, protein powder, something like that. Your low glycemic carbohydrates are the ones in the fruits and vegetables. And then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. The fats and the proteins help stabilize blood sugar levels. So when you're dealing with any kind of diabetes at any level, it helps to stabilize everything, makes it work much, much better. The body begins to stabilize, and that's what you want to shoot for. Okay, that is a great way to go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, to the phones now, and talk to Hazel. Hi, Hazel.
Wanted to know, fibromyalgia and degenerative arthritis, and there's a bulging disc. Just wanted to know, you know, as far as, good medical advice. continued medical care.
Well, with fibromyalgia, let's look at it for a couple of perspectives. Number one, fibromyalgia being an inflammatory condition of the connective tissue, really, more than anything. That's why you just grab someone's arm or grab their shoulder if they have fibromyalgia, depending on the level they have it. It's extremely painful. So that's something that needs to be looked at first and foremost. Understanding that the level at which you have it is a determining factor, too. But the reality of what you do is pretty similar and about the same. So with that, there's a couple things you want to think about. Number one is as you're supporting the body with fibromyalgia, always your eating habits are important. Remember, most inflammation starts in the digestive tract. So if you're eating foods, for example, like let's say you're eating fried foods and fast foods and processed foods, the more foods that you have that are processed and that raise inflammation in the body, the more you have a chance to raise inflammation throughout the body. That is the real challenge of what you have to look for. Now, the other key that you want to look at, too, that's important is with fibromyalgia, what are you deficient in? So getting some blood testing done to find out what your nutritional deficient areas are is important, too, because you may have omega-3 fatty acid deficiencies. Many times people with fibromyalgia that deal with that have low levels of vitamin D. And vitamin D3, of course, we get vitamin D from the sun, but after the age of 50, your ability to utilize vitamin D decreases by about 50%. So with that being said, a lot of times supplementation is the only way to get what you need. So to make sure you get enough of the supplementation, that needs to be looked at as well. So the blood test will show you what areas are weak, what areas are strong, where you need to build, where you don't. And getting into it from that perspective will really help you quite a bit and be able to go to that next level in your health. Rather than just surviving, you can thrive. Rather than just barely making it, you can really live it. And that's a real key. That's what you want to focus on. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. If you haven't found a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website and find someone. Our team members are there standing by. Give us a call. Sometimes you just need someone to take you by the hand. And sometimes that's all we need. Sometimes we need a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of that push to make us really go that next level. Sometimes that's it. So whatever it is, understand that you need a team or a person to be able to help you and walk you through that process. And at the end of the day, you really can make it, you can win, and you can do it. But more than anything, you have to realize that you can. And remember, that's part of the three-prong approach I teach. Think better, move better, eat better. And the key is knowing that you can do it. We'll be right back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon says it will require all U.S. military members to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In a memo, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he would request approval from President Biden to enact a mandate that would require all personnel to get vaccinated by mid-September. The Department of Defense said Monday that more than 60% of active duty troops are already fully vaccinated, with about 73% already having received at least one dose. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked hospitals in the state to forego elective surgeries to open more capacity for COVID-19 patients. He's also ordering the state's Division of Emergency Management to open more antibody infusion centers to treat COVID patients whose cases do not require hospitalization. The governor's move comes a day after the capital city of Austin announced that it was running out of beds in the city's intensive care units because of a surge in COVID patients. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The nation's education secretary is telling those against mask mandates not to be the reason schools are interrupted. Miguel Cardona saying teachers have bent over backwards for students this year, telling CBS News 60% of them have already been vaccinated against coronavirus. He understands people are tired of masking up, but says keeping kids safe is the most important thing, and that will help them return to the classroom. As far as if science backs up that decision to mask up kids, Dr. Marty McCrary, he's a Fox News medical contributor.
What I've seen out there is that people are saying, you know, I'm okay with my kid wearing a mask in order to appease the teachers' union to make sure they get there in person. And that's a reasonable argument, but it's not a medical argument. And we've assumed zero harm with masks. And the reality is, that's not true. There may be zero harm for a matter of months or weeks. But when you talk about coming on 2 years now with kids being masked, they're losing the human connection. They're not visualizing the mouth as people speak to them, and it impacts phonetic development, and cases of anxiety and depression are related to altered breathing. These are things that we have to consider. They're not benign. Masks are not 100% harmless.
Ohio is set to be home to Peloton's first factory in the United States, a groundbreaking ceremony taking place on Monday in the village of Lucky. Once complete, the factory will create more than 2,100 jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
If the body can get sick, you can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about the choices we make every single day that can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. That's the key. I get so fired up because all we have to do is look at our choices each day and know that they make a major impact and bring value to what we do every single day and how we can thrive and how we can make it. So if we make better choices, we can do better, we can live better. That's the key. All right, we're talking about foods right now that are powerful to the body, and we call it our food of the hour. And I talk about foods a lot because food can really, in a lot of ways, be great medicine for us. Remember, we're only as healthy as what we digest, absorb, and assimilate. So what we put in our body actually becomes our body. And if we can make better choices and we can begin to thrive, then we can really begin to impact. Because if, for example, you're eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time, then you're not really going to be able to get your body up to its peak level. Because if it begins to break down, that's the challenge. And so you have to start making sure that you're eating foods that are targeted for your body of what you need. So regardless of what you choose, the body knows doesn't know the difference between baked fish and fried fish or French fries and broccoli, but we do. And so we need to make better choices. That's the key. Talking about tangerines, and they've got a lot of benefits to them, tangerines. So they're a citrus fruit. Of course, they're loaded with vitamin C, and it's great for the immune system. We know that. It gets rid of free radicals, and free radicals are highly reactive atoms that are produced when substances or molecules in your body react with each other. The process is called oxidation. And the free radicals that the oxidation produces can trigger cell death or apoptosis. And the vitamin C antioxidant power comes from its ability to scavenge these free radicals and disarm them. So they're the ones that go in and go to battle for us so that we don't struggle with the damaging and the aging facts of oxidation. Digestive benefits, too. Got a lot of pectin. Pectin's a what we call a complex oligosaccharide. It acts as an adhesive between the cell walls of the tangerines and other types of fruit. Study published recently has shown that the pectin is fermented within your intestines and can increase the number of beneficial microflora. So basically it acts like what we call a prebiotic or a probiotic. It goes in and can support the body in that way. So it's great for the gut, great for the digestion. Now, cholesterol-lowering benefits, too. The fibrous white tissue you can find in the segments of the tangerines is called the lamella, and it's this membrane that's rich in soluble fiber. One of the most beneficial effects of the lamella is that it's high in soluble fiber, and the reduction of cholesterol can be found in your blood just by using this alone. So if you're making smoothies or if you want to just eat it, but you can actually cut it up, put it in a smoothie, blend it like in a Vitamix blender, and you'll never even know it's there, and you'll get all the benefits of it. That's a great way to go. But the dietary recommendation of fiber right now is about 25 milligrams a day. Some doctors will push for about 35 to 40 milligrams a day for better colon health. Now, eating a well-balanced diet that's mostly fruits and vegetables is a smart way to manage your weight. The high fiber content of tangerines can help keep you feeling fuller for a longer period of time. And feeling full, of course, can impact your weight because when you feel satiated, you're less likely to overindulge and make the wrong kind of food choices, which is definitely something we need to keep an eye out on. It's important. But eating the right kind of foods is very important for your body type. So keeping the inflammation down, yeast and fungal type issues that can invade the body, you want to keep those at bay and really get the body functioning at its best level. It's about choices. That's the key. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Faye. Hi, Faye.
Certain thing for my husband. He just experiences extreme fatigue. 26, very healthy, no health issues, but just always saying he feels extremely tired. He has really low blood pressure all the time when we've checked it, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but that was just my question that I had, and I was wondering if you all had any answers for that.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things you can do. I mean, fatigue, when you look at that and you start talking about it, it can come from multiple areas. And I always say it can come from an anemia, which is a lack of iron, a lack of B12 getting into the bloodstream, which creates more oxygen. It could be a lack of folic acid, which absorbs that. It could also be the thyroid, which can be a big challenge, too. The thyroid gland can play a big role as far as that goes. And also, one of the big challenges that we see with something like this is also the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the body's stress glands, and if your body is not managing stress well, your adrenals can get pretty exhausted, pretty tired. And when the adrenals get tired, that's when you get tired, and that's when everything begins to shut down and not work that well. So that's one thing I would want to encourage you for, is to make sure that you're giving the body everything it needs and that these different systems are not breaking down. That's why blood testing is so important. Saliva testing can be important to be able to get the data, to be able to know where your body is. Because certain supplements and eating routines will determine what he's dealing with.
So if his thyroid system's not working right, then you're going to do one type of protocol. If his adrenals are not, then there'll be another type. And then if he's dealing with anemia, well, that's a whole different animal. So you have to really look at, you have to identify the system and know which one it is first. That's why getting some lab work done for nutritional deficiencies and getting some testing completed to get that data really, really does help. And I would encourage you to talk to your doctor or get with a nutritionist, someone that can help you get that done. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. If you haven't got our app yet, the app is out. It's on the web, on the App Store. And you can find it there. Great way to listen to the show. Catch it from the day before all the way until we go live the next day. So great way to do that, to really connect and link up and stay in touch with everything that we're doing here, for sure. 14% of toddlers, they say, may be drinking coffee now. And although they just are learning to say the word coffee, about 1 in 7 two-year-olds in Boston in the study drink the caffeinated beverage. Researchers analyzed information on about 315 mothers and their babies, and they discovered that 14% of the two-year-olds were given coffee. So, interesting. Infants and toddlers of Hispanic mothers were more likely to drink coffee than those of non-Hispanics. And the results show that many infants and toddlers in the Boston area where they did this are being given coffee, that it could be associated with cultural practices more than anything else. So Ann Mirwood, who is an investigator for this at the Breastfeeding Center at the Boston Medical Center, said in a news release, and was talking about this, children in other countries, like Australia, Cambodia, Ethiopia, sometimes drink coffee, and researchers noted, they added that the other studies have shown that it's not uncommon for children raised in Hispanic cultures to start drinking coffee at a younger age. So there's been little research done in the coffee consumption in infants, but one study did show that two-year-olds who drink coffee and tea between meals or bedtime are 3 times more likely to be obese in kindergarten. How about that? Drink coffee, you get fat. Huh. So what a correlative study that is. And also other studies have shown that caffeine consumption by kids, children, in teens is associated with depression, diabetes, sleep issues, abuse, and obesity as well. And given the current data shows about the effects of coffee consumption among children and adolescents to be quite challenging. So Mirwood, who did this study, was part of Boston University School of Medicine. This was all published in the Journal of Human Lactation. So interesting, to say the least, of what's going on and seeing exactly how we should, really, in my personal opinion, I don't think the children at early ages should be drinking high levels of caffeine. I know they're doing the energy drinks now, and it's become popular and cool and all that. But really, it does a lot for the nervous system. And you already have so much energy level as a child anyway. So to overtax the adrenals, to start getting them worn down and tired, is just something that doesn't need to be done. So a sip here and there, I guess, if you're looking at the whole moderation concept, sure, but to drink a whole cup of coffee or something, I mean, give a kid a little piece of chocolate and they start bouncing off the walls, that's minimal caffeine. Give them a cup of coffee, that's, you know, quite a bit. So we have to be cautious with that. That's for sure. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website. You can also do that. If you haven't checked out the website, you should. And look at our lifestyle providers. They're healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, great way to find someone in your area to hold you by the hand, to take you by the hand, and help you with your health and with your life. That is what it's all about. Now, we've got Christine in Arizona that wants to know, she's asking an email, she wants to know what to do for toenail fungus. Well, I'll tell you, that's a great question. A lot of people ask that question, and toenail fungus, although there is some component to it from the outside in, mostly happens from the inside out. So when you're doing it from the inside out, you've got to look at, okay, well, wormwood, black walnut, these kind of herbal remedies are very helpful when you're dealing with any kind of fungal-related issue. And they can be taken in, internally. But externally, you can soak the toenail, and that's been a pretty standard practice custom in the alternative world. And you could look at things like ionic silver, echinacea, golden seal, black walnut, and putting those together, warm water, and soak it 3 times a day. Now, it's going to take some time. But at the end of the day, you really want to look at it and say, okay, is it worth it? Or do you want to do more of a traditional approach, and you can do some of the standard medications that can help quite a bit too. So it's if you want to wait it out and do it natural, or kind of the quick and easy, you can use the medications. It's all in how you want to tackle that. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Better ways to live your life, to really lose weight, feel better, have more energy, look younger, feel better, and just get your life back and health back. That's what this show's about. You really can't do that. You don't have to be stuck. Doesn't matter how many medications you're taking. Doesn't matter how much weight you've gained. Be encouraged, because the body's amazing. It regenerates every single day. So the message is that even though you may have lost some of your health up to this point, you can always get it back. And there's so many tips and tools that we can do every day to really make that happen. And you can be encouraged that it's that you really can. I mean, just be encouraged. Because all you have to do is know how and why the body broke down in the first place. That's the key. Once we figure that out, you make a big difference. You want to check out our new weight loss plan, go to the website. You can find out great ways to drop the extra pounds naturally. No drugs, no surgery. You have just got to take control of your health and be strategic in the way that you do it. Got a great system to be able to help you with that. Some reasons to start lifting weights. Now, I get questions all the time. You don't have to look like a bodybuilder. And again, you don't have to look like a perfectly fit athlete. However, there's some reasons to lift weights. I've been an avid weightlifter, my goodness, so many years of my life. And it's been one of the activities that I really, really enjoy. I look forward to it most every day that I go. And there's days you're tired and don't want to go. I mean, it's like anybody else, but you push through and you do it. And then there's other days that it's just amazing. So I really enjoy it. It's one of my favorites. But number one, here's what we know for sure. Studies from the UCLA have said that you'll live longer. When you lift weights, you live longer. Most forms of regular exercise can add years to your life. Strength training has big benefits. As we get older, the more muscle mass we have, the less likely we are to die prematurely. According to a 2014 study that said that rather than worrying about the weight or the body mass index, we should be trying to maximize lean muscle mass. I agree with that. And what better way to maximize that than pumping iron? It really is. Now, the other one is that we get better sleep. Regular exercisers, especially those who push themselves and really go into that higher intensity level, get the best sleep. And weightlifting is no exception. In a study recently, the researchers found that resistance training reduced the number of times a participant woke up during the night compared to a control group who had no exercise. And the progress is noticeable. I mean, one of the big issues with weightlifting is you see the muscles changing, you see your body changing, which is a great benefit. You kind of see the difference in the gains. Start losing body fat and gaining the lean muscle. Protects the bones, so the reducing the risk of fractures can be very helpful. Weight-bearing exercise, especially the strength training, is thought to increase the bone density. You also boost your balance. A lot of the increase of strength and balance can come from doing that, resulting in less falls, of course, as we get older. It can make you happier, too. Of course, reduced anxiety and depression is a big part of managing self-esteem. And what happens is when you increase your strength, you do the weight training, you build the body back up, you look great and you feel better. So when you look better, you feel better. You burn more calories. Remember, when you got more lean muscle tissue, lean body mass, you're going to burn more body fat, and that's a big key. You can do it under 30 minutes, too. Lifting weights, the great thing about it is if you go hard with a good amount of intensity, you can get it done in a relatively short amount of time. You don't have to sit on a treadmill for an hour. You can work out high intensity for 30 minutes and have great benefits that will last throughout the day. So you pop in a DVD, do a lot of resistance training, get the little dumbbells, and do some work at home. So it's easy to do, and you don't really have to go, you don't have to be at a gym and hit the big weights. You can do more of the resistance exercise at home. So to swim longer and bike harder, or just getting better at any athletic endeavor, you can actually, weightlifting can make you run faster, and that's true. That's why athletes, whatever the sport, track or even baseball, football, basketball, they lift weights. It's part of the deal. I was a strength conditioning coach at Florida State University, and you know, one of the things when we were working with the athletes when I was there, that was a big piece of it. I mean, you had to have endurance, be able to run and perform and have the athletic ability. But if you, the strength is where it all came from. And so we spent so much time in the weight room building strength to the body. And it helped keep injuries away and also an increased performance. Helps the heart too. So despite the name, cardiovascular system training has a lot of benefits to it. And it's great. Of course, the American Heart Association verifies it, but it's really, really great at building the body up and supporting the body in a fantastic way. So that's what we have to focus on, is to build a good solid game plan around that. And weight training can do it. Every single day, you can do a little bit, at least 6 days a week, even a 10-minute workout, a 15-minute workout, whatever it is, but get consistent along the way. That is the key to hitting overall results. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. And whatever you're struggling with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. And so many times I think that we get hung up on giving the body what it needs and or not. And it's so critical when you're coming up with a new lifestyle plan. Let's say you're wanting to eat better or you're wanting to exercise better. You put one foot in front of the other. Don't worry about critics. Don't worry about what you've heard works or doesn't work. Have someone to coach you, to really be that health coach for you, to take you by the hand and teach you what it really means to do well. Sometimes we just need that accountability, and sometimes we just need that certain someone to be able to help us. Because when we do that, we can begin to thrive. And that is what it's all about, especially when it comes to our health. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, or diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.